Chapter 6. Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Matthew 7:6.
These words are of great importance for workers in the service of the light. Those who want to accomplish a task in the great work of Christ in service for world and mankind should remember them. They are spoken to pupils who are ennobled to understand the words of the Holy Mount. Evidently, we also think here of the motto of the alchemical wedding of Christian Rosicross: do not throw pearls before swine, nor roses before asses. This is obviously derived from the same underlying thought as the Sermon on the Mount, so this advice is directed especially to pupils of the Rosicross. Who are the dogs, swine, and asses? What is the danger, and how should the pupil act to avoid it? We will try to find the answer to these questions. In all mythologies and mysteries, the dog is symbolic of the dialectical human will, which is earthly, chaotic, speculative, and experimental. The useless attempts at sanctifying this will and making it respond to the divine will are often represented by the symbol of the dog. Take, for example, the Bundahishan. This dog is fed on the flesh of a sacrificed sheep. Indian philosophy connects dogs with Shiva, the divine will that radiates in the world of lower man. This symbol will become even more familiar when we think of Cerberus, the three-headed guardian of Hades. According to some, Cerberus has at least 50 heads, the tail of a dragon, a mane of 100 snakes, and venomous breath and saliva. This is a clear example of the human will that rages, murders, and burns. All of hell trembles at his bark, and when he breaks free of his chains, even the Furies cannot overpower him. He prevents bound spirits from leaving their infernal abode, and those who want to deceive and tame him have to drug him with food made from honey and poppies. He can be captured only by means of the staff of Mercury, the path of initiation, but the utmost caution is required even in this. For are we not told that Hercules, the great son of the gods, the loving worker for mankind, was bitten by Cerberus when capturing him, and that the venomous saliva which infected him made him insane for some time? If we are able to grasp the ideas surrounding the canine symbol, we will see that the symbol of the swine can be connected with man's lower desire being, with the emotional state of one who is aimed at the earth and everything earthly, one who sees everything in terms of earthly concepts and values, and who imprisons in dialectics everything holy and not of this world. The swine is the repulsive image of the great hunk of eye consciousness that is covered with encrusted filth. Driven by its desires, it grubs its way to its base goal, wading through the mire of ordure. It is the swine of which we possibly all have something in us. The Egyptian Book of the Dead warns us against the swine, also in the animal kingdom, which sank down with us and provides us with a clear image of everything base in the world of man. We see the filthy swine to remind us of our lower emotional being. This is why there have been people who abhor the swine and refuse to eat it from grey antiquity to this day. The Jewish food laws forbade the eating of pork, and in the days when priests were still recruited from esotericists, it was known that pork contains poisonous substances which affect various expressions of the emotion. This is why the swine was called an enemy of all justice. In black magic circles, people chosen for murderous purposes were fed exclusively on pork. Provided this was kept up for long enough, these unfortunates eventually lost all sense of justice and would crawl through any kind of filth to achieve their sinister ends. Every kind of meat has its own particular poisonous components, which not only affect the physical body, but, more importantly, warp the mental and moral being in certain directions. It would be worth the effort to make a special study of this. Just to give you an idea, we point out to you that the English are especially fond of mutton. The poisons it contains have, in our opinion, placed their stamp on the English people. Finally, we would like to consider the ass, the symbol of obstinate nature, forever resisting but nevertheless to be ruled, controlled by the higher spiritual force. This is why Jesus rode into the Jerusalem of earthly nature seated on an ass, compelling the masses to shout, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." However, this is not a victory. It is the prelude to the sacrifice of his flesh and blood. For the next day, the same Hosanna shouters, mystical swooners and sword fighters, for the light shout, "Crucify him." The lower nature that is suppressed and fettered turns against its Lord and King until it perishes in its own self. When the cries of death rend the world ether, the crucified one is there. In immeasurable love, he links his blood with the dying one to help and save him in his distress. Thus the ass is conquered by the curse of the cross. Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not cast your pearls before swine, nor roses before asses, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. With these words, the pupil is advised to take into account the satanic human will, the devilish desire nature, and the unbalanced human activity. The worker in the vineyard should keep in mind the damaged state of the threefold human temple, the head sanctuary as the focal point of the human will, the heart sanctuary with the desires, and the pelvic sanctuary as the focal point of the activity. Do not give dogs what is holy, is the advice given with regard to the activities of the head. Do not cast your pearls before swine draws attention to the activities of the heart. Nor roses before asses refers to the center of action in the pelvis. Do not give dogs what is holy. Originally it was said, do not give the circlet to dogs. The holy circlet or wreath around the head is the symbol of initiation, the bond with the divine order. As soon as the pupil possesses this circlet and thus has realized something of the original divinity, he has become a participant in the Christ hierarchy, a living part of the being of Christ. He now has the ability to transfer this circlet to others in accordance with his state of being. Being initiated himself, he can initiate others. The divine grace, the divine gift, is infinitely divisible. This is not an invention of the present-day Rosicross, but a possibility that has always been known and is strictly evangelical. For example, think of the Gospel of Mark, in which it is said of those liberated in Christ, "In my name they will cast out evil spirits, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and they will lay their hands upon the sick, and they will be healed." Think also of the diploma of Backstrom, from which it appears that every member of the sacred brotherhood, every member of the invisible church, has the right and also the duty to convey the circlet of the true covenant to others who are ennobled to it. This puts a great responsibility in the hands of every member of the invisible church. It is not possible to be more democratic or universal. If you have some of the true light, you have the right, the duty, and the possibility to convey it to others. As soon as the holy circlet, the crown of thorns, rests on the head of the pupil, he becomes mighty. He becomes joint heir to the grace of Christ. He has received it freely. He gives it away freely. At the moment he gives, the one who receives, his pupil, is no longer his subordinate, but one of the brothers. For this reason, Christ says, "I call you no longer servants, but friends." He is speaking to pupils who have received the holy circlet. Therefore, it is very dangerous to give this holy circlet to dogs. Those who still live under the old will is to Do you long for the possession of this crown of life? There are many who will hasten, as if in battle, to place this golden Uraeus or Naga on your heads. There is one for every human being. The grace of the light is infinitely and eternally divisible, but first you will have to ban the unholy and unbridled will from the temple of the head, for what is holy is not given to dogs. Do not cast your pearls before swine. In the language of the mysteries, the pearl is the communion with God. The circlet symbolizes being lifted up in God, and the pearl is the link with God, the continuous link with the divine light, with the breath of love. This link is formed in the heart sanctuary, where it enters the system as the prana of life and makes contact with the soul. The pearl symbolizes the 12-fold soul quality, which becomes the possession of the true Christian. This is why the Book of Revelation says about the New Jerusalem, "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl." As is the case with the circlet of life, the pupil who possesses the 12 pearls of the soul can give them away without losing anything. He can proceed in Christ to the renewal of the heart. Do you long for the possession of this pearl necklace? There are many who will hasten, as if in battle, to place this holy necklace around your neck, as in the Song of Solomon. There is one for every human being. The grace of the light is infinitely divisible, but first you will have to purify the temple of the heart of all earthbound and speculative desires, because the pearls are not given to swine. The prodigal son who was like the swine must come to the decision, "I shall go and see my father." Do not give roses to asses. The rose is the symbol of realization, of creation, of the deed sanctified in Jesus, as the white rose represents the divine, which encompasses everything within itself. So the orange-red rose is the divine magic that breaks into time and descends to the true seeker, to the despairing soul who has awakened in this hellhole with a cry of anguish, to sprinkle the path of this unhappy yet so blessed one with love and help and deed and solace. To hand to anyone who wants them the roses of happiness, these orange-red roses of goodness, truth, and justice. A brotherhood existed long before the church and the aeons were ever spoken about, long before a spark of humanity dawned in your brains. This brotherhood descended in the service of Jesus the Lord, the Christ who is the same yesterday and today, to make the path of attainment possible. Their roses of unfading beauty exist in an immeasurable quantity for everyone, including you, but first, you will have to kill the ass, the obstinacy, in your activities. See, Jesus Christ has conquered you. Seated on an ass, he rode into the Jerusalem of nature, and you were compelled to shout Hosanna. You crucified him within you, and now this divine usurper is linked with your blood. You cannot let go of him. This is both a curse and a mercy for you. It is a curse, because in your blood, you will experience hell if you reject him. It is a mercy because the brotherhood of the Holy Rosy Cross wants to sprinkle the roses of happiness and attainment on your path, so that you may be able to receive the 12-fold pearl necklace and the crown of life. However, none of the enlightened ones gives what is holy to dogs, casts pearls before swine, or gives roses to asses, for many a brother or sister, ennobled to the Holy Mount, has experienced to his shame and sorrow that a mistake against this law wreaks itself bitterly. The dogs, the swine, and the asses trample on what is holy and savage those called by the Lord, who incorrectly apply their merciful love. If the holy circlet were to be given to someone unworthy, if the pearl necklace of the soul were to be given to one who does not want to give up this world, a forced, untrue link would be created. The unworthy one would end up being possessed. He would become overshadowed and react like a madman. Therefore, the holy circlet is given only to the pupil who has accomplished his self-mortification. This crown of life takes away the veil from his face and opens the gate of the medulla oblongata. Then the 12-fold pearl necklace can be hung around the neck of the candidate, and the love of God will rise for him like a sun. In this radiant light, the brother and sister, born into this glory, will enter this dark world to serve with the rose in their hands. They will take it as said of them. They do not give to dogs what is holy, nor pearls to swine, nor roses to asses.